93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. We're doing second date update. In the dating world, when you've gone out with somebody and you haven't heard back, unfortunately, you find yourself right here on our show, and we try to figure out what happened and pick up the pieces.
It's very depressing, but very entertaining at the same time.
Yeah, that would be a good promo. Depressing and entertaining.
Yes.
Well, we're on with Ryan this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, guys. Thanks for helping me out.
Sure. Yeah. Well, thanks for giving us an email here. I've gone over your email. Now, you says here you went out with a girl named Courtney.
That is correct. Yeah, we actually went to the I Love the 90s concert just recently.
Oh,
yeah.
That was so fun.
Yeah, good show. Good show.
Thought it was an awesome time. I drove her. Well, I picked her up. I did the chivalry thing. I picked her up at her house. I brought her to the concert. We had a blast. We had an awesome time. I drove her back home. Kind of waited around a little while, see if I was going to get invited in, see if we could continue the night. I thought it went that well. She didn't. That's fine. I've been trying to call and text her for a couple of weeks and nothing. I mean, I don't know. Hmm. I thought everything was great.
Well, how did you meet Courtney, by the way, Ryan? How'd you guys meet?
This was a Tinder thing.
All right. So you met on Tinder.
Ooh, yes.
So obviously you guys are, both available, both whatever. And so when you said you thought the night would continue to her house, well, I mean, were you getting vibes all night that she was down or what was, give me the vibe.
I mean, she just seemed to be really into it. I mean, body language, there was one point where, we're like dancing along to Salt and Pepper and we're like, kind of bumping into each other and I got my arm around her waist. And then I thought things were going really well.
Well, that wasn't during the I want to talk about sex routine.
Yes, honey, or push it good.
Yes.
All right. So you got all the signs that Courtney was into it. Then you drove her home, and what happened at the doorway? Did you guys kiss? Did she say goodnight? Did she just get out of your car?
Yeah, I mean, I got out of the car and I walked around to her side and I opened the door. I'm really trying to play on this chivalry thing, and I was like, is this goodnight? Or are we gonna keep this evening going? And she gave me one of those, like, I have to be up in the morning kind of answers. Like, one of those, like, I definitely don't want to go inside with you, but, like, whatever. I'm not gonna push it. And I gave her a little kiss and got back in my car and drove away feeling pretty good about myself.
Yeah, except for the fact that you didn't get in the house.
But other than that.
Yeah. So did you try to hit her back on Tinder in a text and she just hasn't given you anything?
Yeah, I mean, I had her number at that point, so I was giving her a text. I called her up and left a voicemail the next day. I didn't get a response.
Yeah.
Gave a couple texts the day later, and, here we are.
All right, Ryan, don't say anything. We're going to call Courtney right now, and we're going to try to get to the bottom of it, okay?
All right, thank you.
You got it, man. All right, second date update. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I want to sex you up.
Oh, don't even start.
Right, is this Courtney?
Yes.
I know this is out of the blue, Courtney. Hi, good morning. This is Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams right now. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Push it.
Whoa.
Push it good. Remember when you guys went to the I Love the 90s concert?
That was a great concert.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
We're just
Cinderella.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were just calling to see if you had a good time. We saw you there, and we thought we would give you a... No, I'm just kidding.
You're so dumb. Yes, honey, we picked you out.
Actually, we're in the middle of second date update, Courtney. We know you went out with a guy named Ryan to the concert. And is that a dog? Is that your dog is even mad at Ryan? No, we wanted to figure out what's going on. What he hasn't heard back from you.
Yeah, so, funny story.
Oh.
So concert was great. It was super fun. We had a great time. He was very, we met on Tinder, I think. It was great, but then on the ride back, he was going to just take me home and drop me off. And I already thought he was a good guy for driving because I got to sort of drink a little bit more.
Yeah.
So he stops at Selective Video.
Oh, I've been there.
Why does that not surprise
me? I know, right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Like, what are we doing here? I didn't say anything. I just made a face, right?
Right.
And he just looked at me and real nonchalant. He's just like, I got to run in there and grab something. I'll be right back. Like, it was nothing.
Right. What did he come back with?
I would die.
Did he have a brown paper bag?
I mean, I don't know the guy. What the fuck? I wasn't going to ask.
Yes, honey.
No, like, I wasn't.
Yeah.
I didn't feel comfortable asking what he was doing. I just sort of took my cue, and when he dropped me off, I said thank you very much, and that was the end of it.
You never saw what he got from Selective Video, though, huh?
I did not want to know.
Whatever it is, we're not using any of that tonight, okay?
All right, so on the way home, the guy's trying to kill two birds with one stone, stop at a place, and all of a sudden you're mad about it. No, I'm kidding. It's just like silent.
Super mad.
All right, so obviously on our first date, but you guys, I mean, you talk through Tinder and stuff, so but it definitely surprised you that he was stopping at Selective Video. You weren't into that.
There was just no indication really what it was.
Yeah, no foreplay there.
There was no, hey, do you mind if I stop here? It was like, pull up. I'm going to go grab something. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Like it was like, I'm not kidding. He did it like it was like
normal,
a CVS or something. And he was going to get, I don't know, a Gatorade or something, you know? Right.
And so then you ended it and you're like, this guy might not be for me. He might be a little too freaky deaky.
Yeah. I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, I do have to tell you, actually, Courtney, we have Ryan. He's actually on the phone with us because he couldn't get back in touch with you. So we can actually physically just ask him what was going on. So, Rye Guy.
Yeah.
You stopped at Selective Video on the way home from the I Love the 90s concert.
Yeah, I did because my roommate works there.
Oh.
Like, the fact that I came out of the place with an envelope instead of a brown paper bag full of, like, fuzzy handcuffs was, like, I came back with an envelope. What do you think was in that envelope? I had to get a rent check from my roommate.
Okay, we're talking about Selective Video here, so it could be a variety of things.
Here's a perfect...
I don't know. That would be weird. It wasn't, like, an envelope that, like, had, like, handcuff shapes on it or something.
They do have a great variety there, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, in a way, that was almost, like... weirder, because it was like I just got to run in and grab something, and then I didn't see you come out with anything.
All right, but
I didn't really notice the envelope, but you know what I mean. Then it was just like, what are you grabbing?
Right,
I mean, that was a weird thing. Why didn't you like say, like, hey, what are we doing here? Like, I was totally nice and chill and calm and like cool the whole night, and I didn't even push like trying to get into your apartment.
Yeah, I mean, now that you hear what Ryan stopped for, Courtney, what are your thoughts here? Because it seems like this might be the old case of mistaken identity or just a wrong. You thought something one way, but it went the other way.
Yeah. I think that was weird.
Yeah.
It would have been cool if he had said my roommate works in there. I made a weird face.
Yeah.
And you just acted like it was nothing.
That weird face.
I mean,
it's a shocker.
But in his defense, you didn't say, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Hey,
you
I
mean, could have said something to you. All right,
and then I would have told you. I feel like I don't think I have to explain my every move.
Hey, you guys are still getting to know each other. I totally understand this.
Well, here's what we do.
Taken aback.
Yeah. Sure. Here's what we do on Second Date Update, Courtney. If you want to try it back out with Ryan, if you guys want to go back out here in Madison somewhere, I will pay for you to go back out. We'll try all this over again. It won't cost you a nickel. You can go out, you can talk about it, laugh about it, and then see if there's another connection. But it's totally up to you if you want to try it again. It'll be totally free.
I mean, I'm down to try it again. That was weird. But
it just sounds like it was a little craziness. And you guys, you know, communication is not really, you know, it takes a while to get that with somebody. So you just were miscommunicating. So, Ryan, are you down to try it over and maybe not stop at the adult video store on the way home this time?
Yeah, no, I will. I'll make sure my roommate Venmo's me this time. I will not stop.
All right.
Yeah. And maybe if this goes really good, then you guys could go together. Then it would be really good.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have great massage oils.
I get a friends and family discount.
Oh, good.
Oh, look at that.
Cute.